welcome to why we're here. For our potential new listeners, this is a podcast where I talk about my favorite Chinese and Korean dramas. Today I will be discussing the Chinese drama The Romance of Tiger and Rose. So this is a light-hearted time-traveling drama. If you're looking for something sweet and funny, then this review on drama is definitely for you. This drama stars Zhao Lucy and Ding Yuxi. This is my first time actually watching the pair, and it will definitely not be my last time because they did a very good job. So what is The Great The Romance of the Tiger and Rose all about? Well, this is about an aspiring screenwriter called Sen Swan Chan. I can't pronounce your names, I'm so sorry. She's an aspiring screenwriter. She writes for dramas and movies. So the drama she wrote for a particular drama for a top actor, he didn't like it. So she went back angrily. She was trying to rewrite it back. So while she was writing it back, she fell sick. So she decided to take a nap, only for her to wake up and realize she has been transported back to her own screenplay. And normally when you get transported back to your own screenplay, you're supposed to be like the lead role or something, but no, she was not the lead role. She was the unlikable third princess, Chen Qingqian. Nobody likes her. She has a bad character. She has a bad reputation around the whole city. And she was scheduled to be killed in episode 3. She was basically like a side character. Those characters that you just see and you don't see them again. And she was... So when she got there, she realized, oh, okay, I'm fucked. So how do I get back to where I came from? For her to get back to where she came from, the drama had... The play had to finish. And her character was supposed to die in episode 3. So it was basically a struggle to not get killed and survive to the ending of the episode. That's what whole drama is all about. And trust me, it's very worth it to watch it because it's comedy, it's funny. She has a lot of... She did a lot of crazy things, you know, trying to stay alive. So why should you watch it, you know? Why should I watch this drama? Yes, blah blah, it's a time traveling drama. But this is not just a time traveling drama. This is not just your normal time traveling drama. This is a unique drama, and that's what makes it so damn interesting. Well, for the first reason I'll give you just two reasons. I don't want to spoil anything for you. The first reason is that they're the most lovable leads that ever existed in the whole world. Like Chen Qingqian was just effortlessly charming. She had two goals when she found herself in the role, in the play. One of the goals was to set the male lead, her. She was up with the actual female lead, which was her elder sister, Chen Chuchu. And the second one was avoid getting poisoned, because according to the play she wrote, the Han Shu poisoned her in the third episode. So she just had, she had her tunnel vision. While she was trying to do her best and trying to stay alive, Han Shuo was there misinterpreting everything and thinking she liked him. So it was just very crazy and everything. Then the second reason I'll give you is the reversed roles. In this drama, there are two cities. One is Wanwan City and Swanhan City. Wanhan City and Swanhan City. Han Chuo is from Swanhan City and Chen Qingqian is from Wanhan City. The reason why Han Chuo came to Wanhan City was because they lost the battle, so they had to send someone. So send someone to come and marry one of the girls, because the Wanhan City had three princesses. So Wanhan City and Swanhan City are so different. Swanhan City is just a normal patriarchal society. No historical dramas. The men are the everything. They are the lead. The ones that go to school. They don't dabble in politics. The women just have to look pretty till someone comes and marry them. But in Wawa City, it's different. It's a matriarchal society. The women are the leaders, women are the queens, the women are like, if you are in Wawa City and you actually give birth to a boy, you can actually get kicked out of your house because boys are not heirs. You're like, nobody cares about them. Boys can't go to school, they can't take political position. You just need to be handsome enough and pray that you find yourself in a good family and marry a good woman. So this is not your typical time traveling drama. It has its own uniqueness, and that's what makes it so interesting. So my whole views about this drama is it has a very refreshing concept and a perfect setup for all the comedic situations that happen in the drama. This drama is just a loving, pleasant, youthful drama that was well portrayed, and one of the best Chinese dramas to literally ever exist. If you think I'm joking, please just Google Romance of Tiger and Rose reviews. There's literally not one bad review on site. Not one bad review on site. Everybody's like, oh my god, I'm obsessed. And there's a reason why they're obsessed, because this drama is just it. Like I said, when I was introducing the main characters, are Lucy and Young Dozy. This is the first time, but it's definitely not going to be the last time, because they did so well and so great, and it's just this is a drama you can binge watch. Don't start this drama in the evening, because you're going to wake up you're going to check your window by 6 a.m. and notice you've not slept. You can watch with your family. It's just a great drama, and you're not going to regret it. So where can I watch this interesting drama? Well, you can watch it on YouTube. Thank you, and you're welcome. So this is it for the Romance of the Tiger and Rose. See, we meet again. And don't forget to follow me on Spotify and on Instagram at WawaHair4. Remember, at WawaHair4. I also have a blog where I give a full detailed review. If you check my Instagram, you're going to see the link. So thank you. And thank you again.